This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Media English from BBC Learning English.
The researchers spent thousands of hours listening to these communicative kiss squeaks, analysing almost 5,000 squeaks from 48 individual orangutans. They homed in on these sounds in particular because they're formed in a similar way to our consonants. Just like our t and p sounds, kiss squeaks are made using the lips and tongue to control airflow, rather than using the voice and calling out. With this painstaking listening exercise, and observing the animals as they communicated, the team revealed that orangutans combine multiple kiss squeaks in different orders, apparently conveying different messages. The scientists say that's an early glimpse of how our ancestors began to combine consonants and vowels, and that these could be the purse-lipped building blocks of our very earliest multisyllable words.
Media English from bbclearningenglish.com.